Hi, everybody. This is Branch and Dean.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
Your old lady's gone. She's alone gone. Your old lady's gone. It's time to move on and say bye-bye.
Nothing wrong with hip hop. Lord, I love Kid Rock. But ever since she left, ain't nothing the same.
Well, son, throw away your iPod and let's go and find a jukebox. There's a man named Hank that knows all about your pain. The best way a heartache has ever been said is by that Alabama boy that's long since dead. And he said, your old lady's gone, she's alone gone, your old lady's gone. It's time to move on and say bye-bye.
His music's reading my mind. Lord, he's a honky-tonk Einstein. Hank sure knows something about a heart that's broke.
So bartender, keep on coming. I'm forgetting about a woman. Oh, so pour me up another, make it dangerously cold. Because the best way a heartache has ever been said is by that Alabama boy that's long since dead. Your old lady's gone, she's alone gone, your old lady's gone. It's time to move on and say bye-bye.
Tell me about it, Hank.
What I'm talking about, Hank. I really don't think she's coming back.
Well, we continue here at Vamos, and Branch and Dean are with us. Welcome, Dean.
Hello. How you guys doing?
Hello, everybody. This is Branch.
Good. So you've already rehearsed up for tonight, but you've been in Scotland for about a week now.
Yes, we have. We've been touring Scotland and just having a good time and love the people here. Right, Branch?
That's right. We're kind of making Scotland our home.
Well, that's good. I mean, they're really loving you up here.
Yeah, everywhere we've been, you know, it's everybody's gotten a CD and, you know, just stood in line, and we're just grateful. We've signed for a lot of people. Just grateful.
Yeah, grateful. We've had the opportunity to meet a lot of really great people in just a short amount of time.
That's good. Made some good friends.
We really did, yep.
Yep. So, new music, when's it coming?
Yes. So, we've been working on some TV side of things. We've been shooting a TV show back in Nashville, and we're very excited about that. And hopefully big things are coming with that. We're getting in the studio, been looking for songs, and so I think 2018 is going to be a giant year for us. We're very excited, and the journey continues. And, man, we've been blessed. We're jumping on a plane here from Scotland, and we're flying over to Washington, D.C., where we're going to play our song, The Dash, for about 50,000 policemen, cops, for the memorial, and the president's supposed to be there, and vice president.
Actually, it'd be for all the policemen all over the world, because
I
think we might
world,
even be nationally televised. That might be pretty...
Yeah, we're going to be nationally
so
televised.
So it's for all the police, not just 50,000, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's a real honor. How did you get that?
It's, you know, last year we played, they asked us to play for a regional Fraternal Order of Police, yeah, and the Secretary of State was there, and it went over so well. There was about 10,000 there, and it went so well that they just asked us, and the head of the Fraternal Order of Police, which is the big police union, asked, and they got us cleared. So they had to. We're leaving Vamos here a day early because we have to fly in to get screened for Secret Service and everything. So apparently.
So wait, we're going to be Secret Service men for one day or 2 days?
Yep.
All right. How about that?
Hey, that's good.
So, I can wear my sunglasses and everything.
Right. What worries me here is if you're going to be performing to at least 50,000 cops, really, in the live, the streets are not going to be manned.
Oh, that's true. Well, you're going to have about 50,000 people who will be armed there, I'm sure. From all over the world, too, mind you.
Yeah, so. They're coming from everywhere. So hopefully it's not just all the 50,000 cops there.
Yeah, that's right.
They come from all over the world to this thing. So it's going to be it's going to be pretty good.
We have a special place in our hearts for any service people who, put their lives on the line to be cops or firemen. You know, it's a special thing. So we're very honored to do it, and they asked us, and we said we'll do whatever we can to get there, and because it's such an honor. So.
And cystic fibrosis is still a big part of your.
Always will be, Lee. You know, yeah. I lost my son, as you know, to cystic fibrosis. So that's something we're going to do forever. That's just part of Branch and Dean.
And to date, we just did a cystic fibrosis function, doing one. End of May here, but we've been a part of raising over $4 million now. It's about 4.2 million.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yep. And so we're gonna keep right on just doing that because it's so fulfilling to try to help somebody with music. That's what we got into this for. So. Hi everybody, this is Branch and Dean,
and you're listening to Lee Williams.
'1990-2013 was written in granite above rest in peace. Those two little numbers with a line in between got me thinking about how much that little line means. Life goes by so fast, and our story's defined by how we spend that dash. So take every breath like it's the only one you'll get. There's only so much breath you get to take. When it comes to love, you can never give enough. So love like you mean it every day. From the first breath until the last, how will you spend your day? We rejoice when a baby's born and opens up his eyes. And Lord, it tears our hearts up when our loved ones say goodbye. One moment there's a future and another that's your past. So from this moment on I know how I'll spend my dash. I'll take every like it's the only one I'll get. Cause there's only so much breath you get to take. When it comes to love, you can never give enough. So love like you mean it every day. From the first breath until the last, spend your day. Class 2013 was written in granite above Rest in Peace. So how will you spend your dash?
Let's go back to the TV series. Now it's a reality series. Tell us a little bit more about it, because it's quite an interesting concept.
Yeah, so, you know, it's the concept is that very few people get to see the real music business, the real inside of Music Row. And, you know...
Horrible.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know...
Oh, what joy y'all going to get to see.
Yeah, so we have... We're a part of an establishment in Nashville, SSM Nashville Records, and we're taking you guys on an inside tour of a reality show about breaking acts. Because we have we don't have any superstar acts on the label, and that's what the show's about, following us, and some will win. You know, there's always going to be some losses in this business, and it's just navigating through it. And I think there are some very special characters on this show. So I think that I think the people are going to love it, because they're going to meet some one in a million characters, and they're going to learn about the music business. I mean, the real music business. And me personally, I've been on Music Row for 16 years now, and I'm just now scratching the surface of learning about the business. And so I think that this is going to be great. It's about breaking a record label in Nashville and following the dream, and it follows several different artists. And you know, me and Branch of Dean are kind of highlighted in it a little bit.
I think I'm in one episode.
Yeah.
Or have you cut me out?
Yeah. No, you are in one episode. That's right. That's right. You're in, yes, you are. You're in the party episode. You had to come all the way to Nashville to be in it.
Right.
So you're going to get to see the man behind the voice.
So you don't ever know. If we tour over here, we'll have the TV crew over here. So you never know. Some Scotland.
That's right.
Scotland in some of these episodes. That'd be awesome.
That is the plan. We want to come back and bring the crew and, you know, bring a little bit of Nashville around the world. So
this is initially a six episode series?
Initially, it's going to be six episodes, but I was actually down talking to some of the producers, and they're ready to start filming more, because they have very big expectations for it, because you never know. You know, they knew when they were filming all the funny stuff that came on and all the truth that came out, but when you get it, kind of, it's starting to be, you know, that finished product now, and it's just... Everybody's loving it so well that they're anticipating big things from it. So
we all love you and looking forward to coming back. And in fact, you haven't, bar doing the BCMA Awards, you haven't actually really played in England, have you?
No, we haven't. We need to get over and take the show to England, because BCMAs, that's it. So maybe we'll have to put something together. Come back over.
Sounds good to me. I'm ready. My bags are packed.
Great. Good. Well,
and we love all you guys too, Lee. Thank you. We love you,
good,
Lee.
Thank you. Well, good luck for tonight for the show, and safe journey back, and say hello to Trump for us.
Yes,
we'll do it. Thank you so much.
Hi, everybody. This is Branch and Dean.
And you're listening to Lee Williams.
Sleeping like a rock, you're just getting in. We're crossing paths and spinning our wheels,
better time than now. Give me the green light, and baby, we'll be gone. Taking the sign that leads to getting lost, we'll lose caution into the wind.
I'll drive the getaway, you'll be the DJ.
Yeah.